Keene State College senior Aiden Baldock sits near a window in the student union.
I suffer from anxiety and some bouts of depression.
He describes his first panic attack. He was a freshman at the University of New Hampshire, or UNH.
And I can remember just being on the corner on a normal sunny day. It's beautiful outside. Couldn't remember where I was going. I couldn't know what I was doing.
Baldock is one of an increasing number of students who look at the campus counseling center as another vital asset, much like the climbing gym or the football field. Joan Gluding currently runs the counseling center at UNH.
For sure, usage is up, and it's up everywhere. The first day the counseling center was open this semester, we had 60 intakes in that one day alone. We're busy now, and it will get busier.
For UNH, that's a 60% spike in therapist visits over the last decade. Across the country, the number of students who see a therapist at college is growing at 5 times the pace of enrollments. That's also the case at Keene State College, where Brian Quigley runs the counseling center.
About 65% of students who come in are issues around depression and suicide, anxiety and adjustment to phase of life, and other issues of identity.
Quigley says one reason for the surge is that more students with pre-existing diagnoses come to college who couldn't before. That's because newer psychiatric medications manage disorders like depression and bipolar. But Quigley also indicts a digital culture that favors virtual rather than face-to-face communication.
Things we disclose or not disclose, the level of vulnerability and intimacy in those relationships is dramatically different. And so when I think a lot about what today's generation struggles with, I believe that their depression tends to be related about how they feel about themselves and their relationships with others.
But social media isn't all bad, says Quigley. For example, this generation knows how to use it for emotional support. And they're also more willing to go to therapy.
I don't want to be a freshman.
Rosie Muse is a junior at UNH. She rushes into the cafeteria a little late for our meeting, her wet hair pulled back into a ponytail.
Beginning of my sophomore year, ended up having my first manic episode.
Her parents took her to the Portsmouth Hospital.
Turns out I'm bipolar. So although like I was so exhausted, I still had so much energy that I just couldn't sleep, couldn't do anything. It was just, it's a very overwhelming experience, especially in the midst of classes.
After 6 days in the hospital, Muse went back to school, but not before going to the counseling center.
It really helped me because they understood everything and helped me transition back into campus life.
Muse now sees a psychiatrist off campus. Most college counseling centers can't treat students like Muse long-term, and many, like UNH, aren't open after hours.
One day, I was having a really bad panic attack. I wanted to hurt myself, but I didn't want to, so I just needed like a safe place to be until it passed, but it was a snow day.
The counseling center was closed.
There was like nowhere for me to go.
Eventually, Muse called a friend. Ted Kirkpatrick is the dean of students at UNH. Kirkpatrick says this past year, the university sent 42 students to a psychiatric emergency room. In the last 4 years, the counseling center increased its budget nearly 25% and added staff.
I've charged them with figuring out a way that there can be a licensed clinician in the state of New Hampshire who's on our staff in the middle of the night that I can call if I need to, if I have an acute incident.
In New Jersey, the suicide of a university student prompted a new law that mandates colleges to provide trained therapists round the clock. Ohio and Texas are considering similar measures. Keene State College handles after-hour emergencies with a hotline. Colleges are trying to reach their students before a crisis hits. At UNH, senior Kirsten Persarisi took an online course that simulated real-life conversations around suicide. So when a student she didn't know posted ideas of ending her life, Persarisi knew what to do.
So I just wrote to them on Facebook privately. I told them if they needed anything, I was there for them. And she was a little defensive at first, but she came around after just a few conversations back and forth.
Persarisi also runs the Stop the Stigma Club on campus that gives students with anxiety or depression a safe place to talk. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Cheryl Rich-Kern in New Hampshire.